Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 16th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 5¾ cents at 371¾. November beans up 19¾ cents at 1011¼. And December wheat up 3¾ cents at 542. It was an outside up day in the corn, outside up day in the beans. New contract high and high close in the beans. The beans were 7 cents lower overnight. We rallied 28 cents off the lows to put in these contract highs here today. I thought this was astounding action. Oil and meal both very strong. Oil up 76 ticks. Meal up $6.50. So I thought this was an overall solid effort here. The dollar looks like it's going to close down about 12 ticks. Back under 93 cents. They've been holding in this 92, 93 cent range for a while now. I'd like to see us close under 92. I mean, it's a full penny away, but certainly easy to do. And then I think we're on our way to 88, 89 cents in the dollar. News that the typhoons have really damaged the Chinese crop, corn crop. They were looking for a 4 million metric ton increase. Looks like it's going to be a 5 to 10 million metric ton decrease. So I think that was one of the prompts here. This is the first time December corn has closed over 370 since March 13th. I thought this was just a great close in here. Now we have to remind ourselves that on Friday starts Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, followed up 10 days later by Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. Now the old saying around the grain markets is sell Rosh Hashanah and buy Yom Kippur. So, you know, is it going to work again this year? I think it might. I don't know if we'll make, I think we can make new highs after Friday, but I don't know how much. And then I wouldn't be surprised wherever we close on Friday that we could close under that 10 days later. I think it's basically tied to harvest. It's kind of the beginning of harvest, so you get a little harvest pressure. So you sell it and wait 10 days for the harvest pressure to back off a little bit. And I don't know if it's going to work this year, but it has worked pretty well for many years. So I think it's something we got to keep in the back of the mind. But it doesn't mean after Friday the market can't rally. Dow Jones is strong today off the Fed announcing that they're going to keep interest rates basically at zero through 2023 now. I'm not sure how they're going to be able to do that. And once interest rates start up, I can't imagine how strong they're eventually going to get. But at any rate, this was a really strong close in the corn and the beans. The corn rallied from about four lower to close 5¾ higher over the previous high made. I think it was at 71. It was either Monday or Friday, whenever it was. These were good action. This was good action in here, no doubt about it. So hopefully we can see some higher prices by Friday. We've got export sales tomorrow. They should be strong on corn. 1.5 million metric tons, beans, a little over 2 million metric tons. And if we keep getting these daily announcements, these markets can certainly go higher. I think China wants corn and beans. I think they're eventually going to take some wheat as well. So I believe these markets can still move higher in here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.